Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 440. So we are talking about that the idea of that giving is a beautiful midah that we need to excel in. Vatronis, meaning giving in, is a good midah, and that is also beautiful, and it's a goal. But we really need to be careful not to use these midos in a way that will hurt our marriage. And the idea being is like this. You see, it says, Ezer Kenegdai, which when you look at it in the beginning, it's strange. This is the first woman in the world, Chava, given to her husband as the biggest matana possible. And the expression is, Ezer Kenegdai. And again, we said this many times. Rashi says, if you're worthy, it's an azer, it helps you. If you're not kenegdai, it'll oppose you. The Netziv and others bring that the kenegdai is actually helping the azer. But the idea being, though, is it's a helper against him. So the keneged means opposition. Now that's very, very strange. In the pashat, the pshat of the pasuk, it's very strange. You want to describe the biggest gift that was given to Adam that fills him, that the Chazal say that without the woman, without his wife, he lacks simcha, he lacks a wall, he lacks, he's like a half a person, and you're describing her as a helper against him? What is that? But the idea being, the Torah is telling you the biggest gift is that a man and a woman was never meant to be enmeshed. We'll define enmeshed in a minute. It's an important word. What they were created as, they're two independent forces that join together in marriage, that create a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. There is an aspect of it that does connect. When you are caring about each other, during moments of emotional or physical, even sexual intimacy, you do feel a oneness, and you're supposed to feel a oneness, and that's healthy. But the idea of overall to meld into the other person, to become that you are that other person, is not healthy. The purpose of the bond between a husband and a wife is not that the husband becomes the wife or the wife becomes the husband. That's not what the oneness, that's enmeshment, like we're going to explain. The idea being is that their oneness creates a force that's greater than them. You're both creating with trying to connect a newer and a stronger bond that's stronger than either of them individually. That is the idea. So again, so then we're going to go into what enmeshment means, but to review the main yesod of the last few shiurim is that giving in is a good trait, but not when you enter it as a debt in your emotional account book, the way he puts it, which means that your giving in will create a thing, okay, even subtly in your mind, he or she owes me somewhat because I gave in. Then it's a path towards an unhealthy aspect, because what happens? There'll be resentment building up over time, and either there'll be an explosion, a blow up, or a cold war over these issues that you didn't know were brewing because you gave up and were mevater when you weren't supposed to. Instead, you were supposed to discuss each other's needs. We're not malachim. We have to understand and recognize we are not angels. And if something bothers us, sometimes just simply covering it up is not healthy, because you're covering up every area of conflict, and those conflicts are better resolved by airing it out and expressing it and learning how to communicate healthy about it. So here is the aside. You can exist and thrive as a married couple even in a state of disagreement. Even in those times in life, which has to happen, it's part of life, where you're not seeing eye to eye. Even in the state of conflict, you feel strongly one way and your husband or wife feels strongly the other way. You thrive and exist as a couple regardless. Even if one of you is occasionally not happy with the other one right now, disapproving of them or disappointed in them, you exist and thrive as a couple. You don't have to be a malach to have a happy and healthy marriage. It's a midah of nesina, of giving, and giving is healthy and it's ideal. But you don't have to be a malach if the nesina comes with some resistance or you feel hurt about certain things. Don't cover it up and say, no, I'll give more and try to break that until I feel, you know, that I give with a full heart. Here, the breaking the midah is not always healthy. Here, you need to recognize, I'm not a malach, I'm not in that madrega yet. I want to give and I continue to give, but this thing that's bothering me, I need to learn how to express it to my husband and wife in a respectful way, in a healthy way, but I'm not going to bury it under the rug. And this discussing with each other in with a respectability, with a real true respect of each other, then even if you're in a state of disagreement, conflict, and even if you're not happy with each other right now, your marriage will thrive. Your people are afraid of this, but the marriage will thrive. So, and then now we're going to discuss the concept of an enmeshment, which is unhealthy, versus a connectivity, which is healthy. So, he gives an example. Let's say you have a couple that can't agree with the temperature of the house, the thermostat. Wife is always cold. She needs the house to be overall 73 degrees. When the house is 73 degrees, she's comfortable. If it's even 72 degrees, she's shivering, she's sniffling, she needs a sweater. The husband is always hot. Anything above 68 degrees, he schwitzes and he becomes irritable. So what did they do? They both compromise. 70 degrees. So 70 degrees. So in the summer, what happens? The wife is somewhat colder. The husband somewhat warmer. He would like it more cool. So they work it around it. One way they do it is they place the window air conditioner in the bedroom and he sleeps in that bed near that air conditioner. Or even if you have those, the ones that are in the house, but still when you know that it's a multi, you know what I'm talking about. You'll make an aura about it. But the idea being is that it blows in an area. So in that particular room, let's say a bedroom, the one who needs the coldness more, he should sleep in the bed that's nearer to that vent where he'll get more of that cold air because he needs that. And his wife is a little further away from it. And occasionally, yes, she'll have to put an extra blanket because it's 70, it's not 73. In the winter, it's 70. The wife still feels cold because it should be 73. So they buy a heater. They put it in the dining room so she could enjoy her Shabbos meal. And he's hot. So what does he do? The kiddush, he's makbid and washing. He wears a hat and jacket. He removes it. He removes his jacket, tie, hat. He rolls up his sleeves and he learns to adapt. So this is a healthy idea. So if you're not used to it, understanding it, it could create a big issue in a marriage. A wife should not think like this. My husband, if he really loved me, he would appreciate the higher temperature. If he really loved me. That's faulty thinking. In other words, the wife thinks, if my husband who needs it for 68 degrees really loves me, he would make it 73 like I want it and be happy with it. But this shows he doesn't love me. or the other way around, the husband's thinking, I need 68 degrees. I schwitz like crazy in the summer. If she let me bring the air conditioner down in the summer to 68 degrees, that would show that she really, really loves me. They both, in this case, are flawed in their thinking. Why? It's not a matter of love. They love each other. But they have to recognize in a healthy way we're two separate people. We have two separate metabolisms. We have two separate bodies. We perceive temperatures differently. This is just the way it is. And this is Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem put you together to learn this. To learn. He's 68 degree guy. She's a 73 degree person. And they compromise on a 70 and they both adapt. So if you apply this concept to all other areas of marriage as well, most marriage problems would not exist. Why would they not exist? Because you don't force or enmesh and say, you know, you have to merge with me to show that you love me. No, you don't have to merge with me to show that you love me. It's okay that you like 68 degrees and I like 73 degrees. I don't need my husband or my wife to see life exactly like I do and to feel the life like I do exactly. No, that's not caring. You think it's caring, but that's not caring. The idea being is, no, so what I'm trying to say, enmeshment would be like this, in this example we just gave, that enmeshment with me is if a wife wants to really for the peace of the home and she's very highly spiritual, she's going to tell her husband, you know, I made a decision. The house is at 68 degrees. I love you and I care for you and I honor you and you're the man of the house. And Ezu Isha Kshera Isa Ritzain Bala. I like 73 degrees, but I see you like 68. I made a decision, 68 degrees, because I love you and I value you. It sounds beautiful, but it's the wrong thing. It's the wrong thing to do. You think you're being mevater and you're being a tzaddik and you're having mysterious nefesh, and that a wife doing this, and again, I have to give an example one way, but it goes the reverse too. This is not a male-female thing. Okay, that this is not what love is. This is not what the giving, that giving is unhealthy. It's an ideal, but very few people could reach that ideal for real. Because what usually happens if you're truly honest with yourself is in those moments where it's 68 degrees and the wife is cold, even if 85% of the time she could get through it and not bother her, but sometimes it really does, it will drain the marriage. It will suck out the energy of it. The resentment will build whether you want to acknowledge it to yourself or not. This is not the time to break your Yetzirah. You know, there's a famous story. There's two paths of life, but there's a famous story from the Alter von Kelm that after a fast, he used to eat a piece of fish that had a lot of bones because he wanted to have the self-discipline not to eat in a rushed way because he can't, because the bones are dangerous and he has to pluck the bones out in order to eat the fish so that even when he's very, very hungry, he'll eat with a self-restraint. It's a beautiful mida and it's a madrega. But in marriage, you do not do that. This concept of akeda, mesiris nefesh, giving over and being mevatel your needs completely and nullifying them completely to your wife or to your husband, 98% of the time, for 98% of us flawed human beings, that is poison. Now, to be selfish and go the opposite way. And the wife saying, or the wife saying, I don't care. I need 73, it's 73. You're being selfish when you want it lower than 73. Even 72 is felt selfish. That's the other extreme of selfishness. That's not healthy either. Then you're totally self-centered. You have to break that. Then you have to give. You understand, I think, what we're saying here. It's a very important, important concept. When a 73-degree person is mavatal to make it 68, or a 68-degree person is mavatal to make it 73 degrees, that is not healthy. That is not healthy. That's not acknowledging the other. Even if you're mavatal it, it's not healthy. It's not healthy to be stubborn about your 73 degrees, and it's not healthy to be mavatar to his 68 degrees. You accept the difference. We see it differently. I want it this way, you want it that way. And you face it straight up with respect. And you acknowledge it, and you respect, and you love the person with that difference. And then you say, okay, we'll work something in the middle, and we'll both work hard towards it. Are there times where, yes, a wife or husband needs you to go beyond it, your natural state, and give of yourself? 100%. 100%. I'll give you an example. If let's say the house is at 70 with this compromise. The wife likes 73, so she puts on blankets. Fine. All right? Then she gets ill, or she's really not feeling well. And she feels extremely cold. Then in those matzavim, a husband will say, you know something, you're really not feeling good and it's not comfortable for you. We'll raise the temperature. We'll put it up to 73. But temporarily, because of this matziv. Not as a consistent thing. In other words, your husband or wife need to know, push come to shove, I'm going to give you what you need because I love you and go beyond myself. Yes. But on a day-to-day living, this is not the healthy mode, the vatranus of this sort. So this is a very important yesod. This example seems trivial, but please listen carefully to it again, because this example is just a prototype of so many other concepts in life that one needs to learn and adapt to. Bracha and Atzlacha.